This is After Hours, a unique hour-long program of eclectic music ranging in genres from smooth jazz to classical, from new age to show tunes, and from pop to bluegrass. I'm your host, Kevin Fenner. There's a joke going around on the internet that says it was more fun being in my 20s during the 70s than being in my 70s during the 20s. I do agree with that, but I also enjoyed being in my 30s in the 80s. During that decade, Michael Jackson had the most number one hits on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. Also, George Michael was one of the most successful artists with 4 number one singles as a solo artist and 3 with Wham. So tonight, I'm featuring many of the number one singles from the 80s. One of my favorite hits from Michael Jackson is Man in the Mirror, which hit number one on March 26th, 1988.
I wanna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar bone, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
Change his way.
It's gonna feel real good. Some more
change.
Just live yourself enough. You got to stop it yourself.
Yeah. Make that change.
I gotta make that change today. You got to not quit yourself, brother. No.
Yeah.
You never
make that change.
I gotta make that man. That man.
My stepdaughter was a huge George Michael fan in the 1980s and actually wrote a fan letter to him suggesting that he was like a father to her. She never heard back from him, but on February 27th, 1988, his song Father Figure hit number one. Did she inspire it? We don't really know.
Thank you.
Another number one hit from 1988 was Get Out of My Dreams and Into My Car by Billy Ocean. Listening to After Hours, broadcasting on 101.5 FM at WHRU-LP, Huntley Community Radio. In 1982, Paul McCartney, for the first time, recorded a duet with another noted musical artist. The artist was Stevie Wonder, and the song is Ebony and Ivory, which hit number one on May 15th of that year.
We need to survive together.
Another hit dealing with homelessness and civil rights was The Way It Is by Bruce Hornsby and The Range. It was number one on December 13th, 1986.
Thank you. jaw. The man in the silk suit hurries by as he catches the poor old lady's eyes. Just for fun, he says, get a job. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Just the way it is. Some things have never changed. That's just the way it is. Oh, but don't you believe them?
Just the way it is. That's just the way.